You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Welcome to another edition of Audius Extra. Dating sucks.
Question mark.
I am your man, Big B. Trying to get it all together. Got the crew with me, as you all know. Today's Dating Sucks crew is Miss Sonya from the Bronx.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Oh, wait a minute. Did we miss Cinco de Mayo? All right. Well, happy Cinco de Mayo. All right.
Sitting today, we have Miss Simone.
Hey.
Now that his passport is revoked, we have Diego.
I'm staying in the country. Fuck y'all.
And it's at this time, I like everyone to rise to your feet, to remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Hey, y'all still here? We've been gone. We're back to see what's up with the folks.
It's all y'all fault.
Sir?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
And y'all still getting it wrong out there.
Oof. Oh.
And that's why we're here.
Oof. I know.
Welcome back.
Relationships.
Question mark?
Oh.
Clearly, we realize through listening you could have tuned in elsewhere, but we're glad that you're still here.
Yes.
With us, getting on the right path, getting your lives together, getting happy, touching, loving, kissing, feeling, all that good shit.
All right now.
Especially the touching part.
Yeah. And all that good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you shit it on.
Oh.
But then again, that could be something.
Well, that could be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying.
Before this goes on, tracks queen.
Right, I'm like, what in the world?
All I heard was baby diaper shit, and I don't know what else.
I was going to say, speaking of that, okay, so the last show, I believe we asked the question, if you're dating someone and they said they like to eat the groceries, and then you try to kiss them afterwards, would you kiss them back? So I believe we all discussed this. So I took it to FB, and I asked some of the folks, like, what did they think? So let's see what they said. So Miss Summer said, well, did he just come from the, quote-unquote, grocery store before our date? Otherwise, I think at our age, one can assume that groceries have been eaten at some point by both parties. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Moo. So it depends on who's eating the grocery, whose groceries they're eating. And he has the big eyes like, I don't know. Mr. Grinnell says, you're too tame. It's ass eating. Oh, excuse me. Hashtag ass eating season. Only post shower. Who cares?
Yeah, really.
Right. Shout out DBB.
Well.
Tell me if I get a hard sweat.
Miss Gina said, you mean tossing salad? Girl, come on. Yes, old lady. Yes, that's what we mean. Stone said, yes, I would because I eat groceries too.
That's
what I'm saying. Well,
there's that.
Wait, and I love Miss Davis has the picture of Kenan from Saturday Night Live. It's the big guy's like, welp. Okay. It's pretty damn funny. But so she says, I have questions. How long have we been dating? Did they just brush their teeth and use Listerine? Because in my mind, they ain't tried to eat my groceries yet. And now I'm wondering whose groceries they've been eating.
It can't really overthink it.
Yeah, we're not leaving somebody else's residence.
I mean, that. Yeah.
I'm calling you with a face of ass.
You don't know.
You walking around with ass.
You don't know.
No,
dudes be walking around with like juice on their beards.
I mean, wait a minute.
Oh. I'm just saying.
He's like, wait a minute.
Y'all do.
Coffee grounds.
Oh.
Always. After you finish eating.
Oh, you mean rubbing it in?
So you're going to throw it on your beard, too, and, like, kind of wash it out?
Yeah, pretty much. That way it can't kill the smell.
Okay. Anywho, let me finish. So Mr. Aaron says, that's like if she sucks you off or if you eat her out, do y'all kiss? A fucking course. How vanilla are some of y'all niggas?
That's what I'm saying.
Huh. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Give her some of that.
Ms. Z said, no.
Whatever. I mean, she have tongue ass.
It's whatever. Right. It's whatever you like.
Do unto others as you want others to do unto you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rude Boy just sent a Bill Cosby meme, so I don't know what the hell that means. So it's just like
We got strong arming the groceries like here, sir.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wait a minute. Not trying to roofie people? Is that what you're saying? I feel like you don't have to roofie somebody to eat their groceries.
No, you don't.
The groceries were offered.
Right. I mean, relax. It's kind of like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it wasn't that kind of meme. You have to go because I can't explain it.
Okay.
It was. I think it was the one where Cosby was walking and he kind of looked back like, whoa.
Oh,
okay. I mean, it wasn't like, it did show him like dropping a pill or none. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So this was another question that was posed on Facebook and I didn't ask it to the crew. So I'm going to, I feel like I want to ask the question and then I will read the response from everybody else because I don't want your response to be tainted. Okay. So
tainted.
Duh. Ha ha. Look at him.
She said taint.
Dun dun. Like a 5-year-old. If you were on a third date and the person told you they had been celibate for 3 years, what would your response be?
She fucking tonight.
Notice you like the only person laughing.
Like really?
It's true. She fucking tonight. I'm telling you. It goes hand down. Every woman that ever said, you know, I've been celibate for 2 years. I've been celibate for 5 years. And next thing I know, she's bobbing up and down in my car, sucking my nuts, and I'm fucking her that night. So that's bullshit.
Okay, that was a quick
answer.
Because,
but,
I mean, but it's true, though.
I mean, no, I got you.
Because it's like, why are you telling me that you're celibate? Because that's not even coming up in the conversation. Why would you tell me that?
I mean, well, I don't know. Yeah. This is just the way the question was saying, sent. Yeah. So, I mean, and it said the third date. So, it's not like it was the first.
But even if the third date, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, going out on the third date or whatever. I'm not really talking about sex or anything. I'm trying to really get to know you. And you just throw out there, well, this is to let you know that I'm celibate. I've been celibate for 5 years. Like, bitch, I don't really care because I'm fucking you in at least 2 days or 3 days.
Well, let's just hope. Let's just say it came up in conversation.
Uh-huh.
It's just, let's just say like she just didn't blurt it out like over her pork chop. And, you know, let's just say that it came with conversation.
Why do you have to be in pork chop?
I don't know. I just said pork chop. I just can't tell. I'm like,
but
I mean, just say it came up in conversation and something that you guys were talking about. And she was like, yeah, well, I've been celibate or whatever.
And I'm saying, like, but I'm in my mind, I'm saying, but I'm gonna fuck you either tonight or at least within the third. Time we go out.
Well,
no, that was the third date. So you mean by the sixth date?
Yeah,
the third one.
No, by the fourth date.
So let me ask you a question. So is that like a challenge for men? Like, being that you know that she's been celibate, like, is that like a challenge?
No, because any woman who says that is always, and this is scientifically proven also.
What?
This is scientifically proven.
I'm gonna need receipts.
But
what source?
By
can I go to Google and
by
find
the
this?
By the PPP.
Please list your sources, sir.
Right.
By the PPP.
What's the PPP?
Players Protection Program.
Oh, Lord.
But you get a panel of men. Every woman who's ever said or told, I've been celibate for this time or this time frame, you always end up fucking her within the next couple of days.
But just because somebody says they're celibate, that doesn't necessarily mean they're not willing to have sex. Maybe they just haven't found somebody they were interested in.
Well, here's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
I think a woman
can always find a dick.
No. What I'm saying is this. If she's going to throw out there, okay, we're on a date. And, you know, we just meeting for the third time, whatever. And she's going, well, you know, I've been celibate. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But in my mind, I'm thinking, you might be celibate. I'm going to fuck you, though. Now, I think I'm a good-looking guy. But I'm all right. But the same token, it's like, so all of a sudden you find me so appealing after the third date, but you've been holding on to your chastity for a year or 2 years, but all of a sudden now, 3 dates with me, you ready to throw that pussy in? Come on.
Maybe it was the pork chop.
Yeah, maybe it was the pork chop.
By that point, you too full, because you know it was mashed potatoes and green beans. And, you know, you too full by that point. It has to be the fourth date.
So, I'm just saying, so to me, it's like, you know, that to me, if you're celibate and everything like that, keep it to yourself. No one cares. No dude really cares that you're celibate. Nobody.
So just don't bring it up.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. No one gives a fuck.
And then just don't care. And then, all right, ladies, just don't say anything. Just keep your legs closed.
Yeah, keep your legs closed.
Right? Whatever.
Then we'll know.
I don't know. I've never been celibate. I can't even answer this question. I can't relate. I mean, it's not that I'm just trying to jump on you after the third or fourth date. I mean, I wait, but I'm just, it's not that
you
I'm
wait
celibate.
Because you're a lady, or you wait because why?
I like to see what's going on, because I like to see if, make sure they're not crazy. You know, I just want to see everything first. And then, you know, I just want to see how long you can wait.
How long you can wait for what?
Just wait for this.
Shit.
Let's see how long you can wait. To me, it's just like, it's a challenge. I'm like, let me see how long you can
so
wait.
So he fuck around you a year and he's still waiting.
No, a year is too long. I'm not saying no
I'm
year
saying,
now.
You tell your confidence.
Maybe
down at
6
this point.
Months.
6
we
months?
Can wait till
6 months?
Six
He ain't made no moves.
I was gonna say,
no, he making moves. Every time we go out, he making moves.
Then he's not waiting.
He's not attempting.
You're holding out.
Right. Yeah, I'm holding out. I'm holding out. No. He's making moves all the time.
Or you're not interested.
If a man waiting 6 months on the pussy, I'm going to need to get the pussy checked out.
Yeah. Ain't no wrong with it. It's good. Well,
and his moves might not be good if you're not waving him home.
What does that mean? What?
Huh?
6 months. Wait. What's 90 days?
3 months.
3 months.
Damn, you done gone beyond the,
you going what?
The Harvey rule.
Yeah. Everybody waiting on no pussy for no 6 months.
That's what you think.
Shit.
Mister did.
She's trying to tell you she got the good. Don't hate on her shit.
I mean,
don't hate on her sunshine.
I mean, good.
Wow.
Nobody waiting no 6 months.
Yes, sir did.
That's what's up.
Yes.
That's when he got out?
What?
6 months later, you got out.
No.
You
sorry.
Heard she said what she said. And he's still there. B.
Very.
Sir? Do you need me to repeat the question?
Please.
Okay. Because you know your people's be wilding out. If you were on a third date and the person told you they had been celibate for 3 years, what would your response be?
I think it would depend upon the manner in which the conversation came up. If it was just like we just off the random and then it was, oh, by the way, I'm like, I'm sort of where Diego was, even though I might not verbalize it the way he did. But in my head, I'm like, what the fuck you telling me that for? Shit, you might as well tell me about Christopher Columbus sailing the ocean blue if you want to talk about history. I don't worry about that shit. You know, clearly you're telling me that for something. So are you telling me you ready,
right,
or are you telling me you not ready?
Okay.
And I'm going to get that clear at that point. Are you telling me that, you know, If you're still not ready, then I'm going to let you know I'm not interested in a pen pal.
Do I need to move on? Or?
But that's not fair. She didn't say she wasn't ready at all. Maybe she's not ready just like right at that moment. Maybe she needed like a couple more weeks.
If at that moment, you mean while we're sitting and eating?
Yeah.
I can understand at that moment.
Well, I'm just talking about like within that month. But if
she's talking about, I don't see myself doing something blah, blah, blah.
Until she's married.
No, that's too long.
Okay, no, it's not too long.
That's true.
It's not too long. It's whenever she wanted to be.
Right, right.
It may not be with me, but it's whatever she wanted to be.
Okay, I got you.
Unless you strong-arm the pussy.
Well, that's, that could be.
I'm just saying.
Well, it all depends on how you do it. Oh, okay,
it's not the 80s anymore?
No, it's not the 80s. But I mean, if you're going to role play. If you're role playing and she knows what's going on, you just can't be trying to throw her around. That's not nice.
What in the side conversation in hell is happening?
Listen, I'm new here. What?
No. He said strong arm.
Do you feel like answering this question, or are you just...
Can you repeat it again?
Sure. If you were on a third date and the person told you they had been celibate for 3 years, what would your response be?
I don't know. I feel like I'd be like, okay, like everybody else, why are you telling me that? But I don't think it mean like I'd be trying to fuck them that night.
Why not?
I mean, because maybe he forgot, like, how to do it. And I'd be dumb and gross. No thanks. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe there's something wrong with him. Maybe nobody wanted it for 3 years.
Okay. I will say, as the only person in this room that's probably been celibate for over 6 months. Let me take that back. The longest I've ever been celibate has been a year. And that was by choice. And granted, I did not go around on dates being like, hey, BT dubs. So I'm assuming, or I'm going to hope or guess, whoever sent this question in was like, it didn't come up. It came up and the person must have said something to them for them to say it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would just say it randomly. Yeah.
They blurted it out. Because I never, ever mentioned to somebody, hey, guess what?
But like, why was the choice?
Why, that I was celibate? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wanted to be, and it just kind of happened. I wasn't in a relationship. I was just, you know, not really dating anybody. And like I said, if you want, you know, as a woman, I feel like if you want, I won't speak for guys because I don't think it's as easy. But I'll say, as a woman, if you really want to have sex, you can have sex.
That's true.
And it's really easy.
I was celibate for 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot for you.
Yeah.
Right. Were you on antibiotics or
were you a Frankenstein?
Okay. Right. So, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there are people out there that it is their choice and they just want to do it. Not because they have to do it. They just want to do it. And that's just what I did. I mean, it wasn't like if I had someone come along on the third or fourth date that I wasn't like, yeah, you gonna get it. You know, in my mind, you know what I'm saying? That I didn't, do it. Cause it's not like I didn't have people I could call up. And, you know, just, I don't know, it was just something that happened and it was like 2 months, 3 months, you know, I was busy, didn't really think about it. I just kept moving and moving and moving and moving.
So my thing is, when you give someone that pause, how do you, as Diego said, how do you call them home at that point? I mean, do you now have the random conversation? Oh, by the way, I'm ready. I mean, since you were random and letting them know it's not happening.
I wouldn't think you would call and be like, hey, guy, hey, come on out. You just be like, hey, what you doing? Or you be saying that's up or WYD.
Because my thing is this. My DTF. Thing is, if you,
put it out there off the random
that you celibate, it's turned off.
But maybe it's not off the random. Maybe, like I said, maybe there was a previous conversation or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if it came up off the random and you was just like, oh, by the way, I'm celibate.
But maybe when that person decided whether or not, you know, they were ready, they were just like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Come over, hang out, let's go out.
Right.
Nah, see, for me, all of that means no.
Right.
Because I'm not going to put myself in a position with you.
So you wouldn't even come over?
Right. No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, so you would, if a person was celibate, you would totally cut them off.
I'm not totally, no, we can go out, meet you at Panera, let's have a sandwich and all that.
Well, but what if they're celibate, but they just don't tell you?
Like I didn't go around telling people I was celibate.
Well, then that's different. Right. Now you're still in play.
Right.
Right. But if you've given me the shutdown signal.
As soon as
signal,
you be like, right, celibate, you be like,
You're telling me this for a reason. Like, so I'm going to respect you all the way.
Like you're in friend zone.
And so, well, exactly.
Yeah, you're in friend zone.
We not going out for drinks. We'll, like I said, we'll
hit Panera. Are you mad? I don't
know. No, but the same way, but you know what? Honestly, the same way that you blurted it out and said and made the announcement that you're celibate, it's the same way that you're going to have to go back.
If you that's what I'm saying.
If you decide
you
and say, hey.
You got to call the dogs off. Yeah, now. Like, you got to say, all right, now.
Now I'm really ready.
But
yeah.
Damn, y'all just automatically assuming, like, I mean, I know we're, you know, we always do like our curveball conversations and stuff, but you're automatically assuming that the person was just like, I'm celibate. I got a lock and key on my vagina, and you can't touch it. It's just like, it's just like, I'm just telling you, hey, this is conversation. I'm just letting you know, hey, I've been celibate for the last 3 years, you know, so
the conversation was of that, and that's what it led to.
I have a friend, she's been celibate 13 years.
Wow.
She says she's been celibate because of Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. She fucking Jesus. His name is Jesus,
so,
and he's a pool boy.
You know what?
His name is Jesus.
No, but seriously, 13 years.
And his name is Jesus.
But why?
The pool boy.
I mean, that's a whole different conversation. Right. We can get into religion.
Yeah. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking
Simone was talking religion. So that's a whole different conversation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When we can take it to. Yeah, but I'm gonna bring y'all back.
Okay.
To what we were discussing. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to bring y'all back. I'm going to move on to the what people said on Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So Miss Lucy said, I asked why, out of curiosity and not judgment, asked them if they'd continue on the path if a relationship developed between us and respect their decision. So I'm like, I'm okay.
Okay.
So Rashani said, I think I'd ask why, see if there is a deeper reason for it. If they're telling me this, there may be reasons. If it's the third date, no, it's the third date. It isn't like I'm going to run because of celibacy, but it isn't like we're going to get married next week either. If they are just telling me that to let me know, then I ain't getting any anytime soon. That's fine too. I guess that is just their idea of a classy way to state it. Perhaps. Stone, he said, I'm taking it as a personal challenge that this will be continued into year 4, so be prepared to be wooed. Okay.
I think I might have to desert.
All right, hound dog. Miss Davis said, wow, I actually made it to a third date and he hasn't tried to give me the D because he's celibate. I would be wondering if I'm dating a unicorn. So Mr. Nolan said, it's time to break the seal. And I like right. Miss Carolyn said bye.
Like, no, that's right.
Was like, there is no discussion. And that's pretty much it, boo. I bye for you.
That's interesting because we did think about this on the perspective of the woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yep. Men, there are men that are probably celibate also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying.
That's why.
You know, no, that's not true.
I'm just thinking about it. If I was on I was on the other end of that. You know, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I wouldn't. That would be it. That would be the last date. That would be
in
the last.
Double standard hell.
I'm sorry.
No, because you,
I'm sorry.
I mean, you didn't say that it would be the last date, but you pretty much shut it off too.
No. Out of respect for what you just.
Yeah,
told
that's what
me.
I said. You pretty much shut
yeah,
it off
no,
too.
No, we can
you be like, we can be boys.
We can hang out of respect. I'm not going to put myself in intimate settings with you.
So dinner would be intimate.
You said come over.
No, I mean, I said like, oh, I'm going to cook dinner. We're going to hang out. I didn't say Netflix and chill.
No,
dinner, come over.
Meet me at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me outside. Okay?
Yeah, because once you come over.
Meet me in the parking lot.
Right. Look, don't try it.
Look,
y'all
sir.
Nasty. Look, sir. Look. Okay.
Parking lot love. We got parking lot love.
All right. So one more question before we go to break. So. Now, this one, I can't remember where this question came from, but okay, so you've been dating someone for about a year. You guys finally decided to go on a trip together. How would you feel if they sat in first business class and you were in coach? Like, meaning they have freaking flyer miles and you don't. This one really got kind of heated. It was a lot of comments from this question.
That's an interesting
So one. You've been dating someone for about a year. You guys finally decided to go on a trip together. And they sat in first or business class and you were in coach. So pretty much like they boarded. They were like, I'll see you on a plane. And like they had to pass you on the way back to you to seat 29. How would y'all feel about that?
Honestly, I wouldn't care about that. I just wouldn't care. I mean, long as I'm sitting next to someone cute and I can talk to.
What if it's a grandma?
I'd be pretty mad about that. Then I'll say, well, let's, you know, maybe we can meet you in the bathroom. And do
First of all,
we can't do it in the
first
bathroom.
In first class?
Who can even fit in those bathrooms?
There's a way you can do that. Yeah,
I was going to say, you can't go up to first class or they've closed the curtain on you, so you have to be in the coach bathroom.
So then she would
you
have
better
to
be
come
lucky
back.
You little right now. Because bigger Diego cannot fit in the bathroom.
You just sit down and be a tight squeeze and she just sit
right
there.
Yeah, sit right on top. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so answer the question, people.
Yeah, I don't mind. To me, it's not a big deal. If you got frequent flyer miles and you can sit in first class, I'm in the back. You know, I'm going to make you pay for it when we get to the hotel, so that's all good.
So it's a problem then?
No, it's not a problem, but I'm going to make you pay for it. So you didn't think about me, huh? Did you, huh? You didn't think about me, did you?
Remember, this is not TV, so people don't know.
Nobody can see that.
You're fucking or beating the shit out of it. No one knows this.
Was it Ike Turner or was that a... whatever. I can't even think of a... See, I got to get back on my porn game. I couldn't even think of a porn name.
Mr. Marcus.
A Stormy Dan? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Mr. Marcus popped in my head, but yeah, I was like, is he like old now?
No,
like
Mr. Marcus is still popping. He's still popping.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a talker, that one.
No, you need to talk. You talking about
Wesley Pipes.
Wesley Pipes.
Yeah. Is that a talker?
Wesley Pipes. Are you kidding?
Wait, Mr. Marcus isn't a talker?
No, Wesley Pipes is the talker. That nigga will talk you like, God damn, nigga, shut up.
Right. He will talk you up. He will talk himself out of the pussy. If she wasn't getting paid, she would get up and walk away.
Oh my God. You talk too much.
Right. Anyway, sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, BX.
Oh,
You've been dating someone for a year. You guys go on a trip together. You're in first class.
No, I wouldn't.
Being coach.
Okay, so first of all, you know, I'm a planner. So if we are going on a trip, then we're talking about it. We're planning. I need to know that. You can't spring that on me and we get on there and you go in first class and be like, deuces, you know, you're back in the back. So if I know that prior, then maybe we could try to talk about getting a seat for me also. But I don't like surprises. So if it was like, you know, I'm up here, you're back here, I would be pissed. It would be a chilly vacation. That's all I gotta tell you. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be for very honest. But, you know, if it was a conversation and then we tried to get a seat and it was none for me and circumstances have happened and then we still wanna go, okay, fine. But I do have an attitude. Doesn't make no mistake. I have an attitude. That's just me. Because I just don't... I like to talk on the flight and be silly and stuff. I don't want to sit by myself.
My headphones on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and take pictures. Selfies and ussies.
Selfies and ussies.
All right.
B, come on down, please. Help me out.
You know what? Initially, I felt if it was a situation where that person maybe had paid for the trip and someone bailed, and so this is what the situation was, I'd probably be all right. But then, as I thought about it, I was like, nah, I think it's sort of like what Sonya said. You got to communicate these things. And, you know, it's like...
I agree, I think
the only way that I could feel comfortable with it is, like you said, is, well, like I said, is if it was something last minute and I was invited and they were like, look, here's what the situation is, got this trip, if you want everything paid for, you're just gonna be in coach, then I'd be like, hey, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone. Oh, I just did that in a different accent, not French.
So,
Moon, you're going to answer this question. It's your time now.
I think, like you said, if it was a last minute thing, I could accept it. But if it was planned, then yeah, it's going to be a real ugly vacation because I'm going to have a real bad attitude. And it's not even because, like, I want to be fancy. It's just like you left me and that sucks it. So
sucks big time.
Yeah. I don't want to just be sitting back there with some strangers and you're up like eating steak and shrimp. Chilling. I'm in the back with like 7 peanuts and like some cranberry juice with no ice.
And like, some popcorners.
Yeah. Right. JetBlue has popcorn.
And they let you get more than one.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Southwest lets you get more than one. Cause today I was like, hey boo, can I have some cookies and Fritos?
And they were like, we're gonna charge you on your way out. Anyway. That just made me think of a different question before I get to everybody else's comments. So, okay, so we've established the first class, business class, coach thing. So what about TSA pre-check versus, or global entry versus you got like regular ass, you got stand back with all.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care about that.
So if I, okay, so if you, if he or she, depending on who's asking, answering, if they said, ooh, I'm going to go ahead and head to TSA pre-check line and I'm going to meet you on the other side and they get through in like 5 minutes and it takes you like maybe a half an hour to an hour to get through, you okay with that? That they didn't stand with you in the regular?
Yeah.
Well, I always go through the A-list or first class line, even though I'm not that. So it's about the same as pre-check.
Yeah, I always.
So you would be the person that would leave somebody behind. And when did Southwest get first class?
So A-list on Southwest is the same as first class. So you can go through the first class line. But I just go through there anyway, even if.
You're a Karen, and you're just like, you're going to just deal and take my ID and my ticket. That's what's up. Sometimes I go to Karen, too, and I am belligerent. No, seriously.
I'm not. I'm very quiet and like, good morning. Thank you very much.
No, I mean, I'm not. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say belligerent. I'm not like, you going to take this and do it. No, I'm like, hey, how you guys? Here's my ID.
Yeah, like, I just make it seem like it's
table?
Normal.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, can I get a table? Like, what's up? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what do y'all think about pre-check versus?
Yeah, I don't really care about that. I mean,
you don't care about that either.
Yeah, I don't care.
I do. I mean, if, like I said, if it's the last minute, if it's the last minute and okay, and I'm getting in where I fit in, okay, I get it. But if we're going together and I'm a planner, I done pre-checked us both. You know what I mean? I'm not going to pre-check one and don't pre-check the other. But if it's
I mean, TSA pre-check meaning you
like the thing you pay for.
Right.
I do that.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you're talking about if the other person doesn't have it. Okay, okay. I got you.
Yeah, I would check and be like, I pre-check, you know, do you, hey, let's get you.
But they don't, and you don't have enough time.
Oh, well, then that's different. I mean, if you don't have enough time, you know, then it's nothing.
Ma'am, are you going to let them go, like, in regular line or and you go to pre-check? Or are you going to go to regular line with them?
Oh.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for you on the other side.
See, that's what's hilarious about this question. Because I'm like, y'all like leaving people behind and don't give no fucks. But on the flight, you're like, no, you can't leave me. Oh, no, I'll be. No. But you're like, oh, I got free check deuces. Yeah, I paid for this.
I'm going to sit down. Just wait.
Okay. Wow. All right. So let me read some of the comments real quick. So Mr. Wilson said, this is about the first class coach thing. He said, seems inconsiderate, but also gives more insight into their character. I guess we're going Dutch for the entire trip. I mean, if you read some of the comments, he was like, I was just kidding on the Dutch thing. But, you know, so Rude Boy said, LOL, as long as we're all going to the same place, I'm good. A few hours in the air part ain't going to hurt. I will be with her most of the time after we land. So enjoy first business class, no worries.
That's what I'm saying.
So another person I thought was like, they answered this question. Miss Julie said, upgrade both seats or not at all. I'd be out.
Huh. All right, Julie.
Mm-hmm. Lady Rose said, that would be the first and last trip. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess all these other comments must have been underneath. So go to Indeep Show if you want to see the rest of the comments because some people have said some really funny stuff. So, like Jay said, He said, I'd be so mad. That's unacceptable behavior. Which, I don't know. I guess it depends. It's a big deal. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, for me. Sometimes it's like I have, sometimes I have mileage on certain airlines and sometimes I don't. So it's like, so it really kind of depends on my travel. Sometimes I really do go coach and sometimes I get to fly business. I don't normally fly first class. It has to be like the points. It's like, oh, you can only, you know, you only have to pay like maybe 25,000 points to go first class, which is very random and rare. But I don't think, I don't think I would leave the person behind if I was flying. I mean, if I had enough points. Now, if I had the ticket already, maybe I would be like, okay, well, I've already paid like 60,000 points or 120 something thousand points. If I could, you know, cash them in and maybe get two coach seats, because you can't get two first class seats because you're going to have to pay. Mm-hmm. So if that person couldn't afford to pay like the X amount of dollars it would take to upgrade them, then I would probably be like, okay, maybe I'll just bank my points back, buy a coach, you know, ticket, and then just hang out with them and coach.
That's nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I guess it would be fun to sit with somebody, you know, during, and you know, giggle during the flight.
Yeah. Well, and take our seats and selfies.
Okay. I was just thinking, or have conversation. But what else? It would be
love
fun.
You, queen.
You know, it would be fun, you know, to just sit and, you know, hang out with somebody and have conversation with them. Even if, you know, most of the flight they were asleep or melatonin or Ambien or whatever. Whatever happens. So, all right. We are going to take a quick break. And don't forget, in deepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437. If you want to leave feedback.
My pillow wet, get up and bracing the pillowcase as I whisper her name. While I'm pacing back and forth till I see footprints, it's becoming a nuisance. Now this is just nonsense. It's been about a week since I've been involved with her, and already I feel that I'm in love with her. I lie down and at the clock I peek, I realize that I've got no sleep. Cause of the simple fact, her face is in my mind. It has me in love. Love, I'm blind. I never felt this way for a girl so quick and all. I write her name on the bedroom wall to remind myself of the way I feel. And to me, you're everything. We'll embrace, emotions will sing a symphony of love to my sweet thing.
Welcome back to In Deep Show, Dating Sucks? Question mark. Thank you guys for sending in your questions. Please continue to do so because that's how we keep this show going. And we want to be able to, you know, have a good time here in the studio. And we want to be able to help you, you know, get through, you know, dating life. And it's fun for us and hopefully it's fun for you. So if you have any feedback. InDeepShow@yahoo.com. You want to send a voicemail? We haven't heard anybody's voice in a long time. I don't know if you're shy. I don't know if you're just in your feels. I don't know what it is. But either way, if you want to send something, 202-750-1437. So at the break, we were talking about the question about the third date and being celibate. And so we were talking a little bit more, and we said, so I asked the question, so if you guys start kissing and making out, then what? And it got a little bit, you know, got a little bit out of control. So we said, save it for the show. So we decided to bring it back up once we came back on air. So, all right, guys. So if she or he said that we're celibate and you guys start kissing and, you know, making out, what? Then what? Dot, dot, dot.
I know it's then what. Next thing you know, you're bobbing and saying, stop, stop, stop. So that's what with me.
Yeah, but you can't kiss when you're celibate. You can't.
No.
You
can't.
Not me.
No, why? You can't. No, because the bottom line, you know, you can't be a tease.
Now, that's not a tease.
Yes, it is teasing.
It might not be your intent to tease, but
it's teasing.
Yeah.
That's teasing.
So, why can't you just, why can't you kiss if, like,
I mean, I haven't kissed everyone I fucked, but right. I've probably fucked everyone I've kissed.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. And if I'm kissing, I'm rubbing on titties.
I mean, other than.
Hands, when, like, what?
Right. Other than creepy shit.
No.
Like,
No, I get that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, if you're kissing, and I mean, you might be.
I haven't fucked everybody I kiss.
Me either. You don't fuck everybody you know. Mm. You know.
Okay, wait, let me think on that.
I mean, kissing is a very
intimate
thing.
Yeah, it
right.
is.
You know what I'm saying?
It's more intimate than fucking.
It's funny, I believe
that's,
so.
That's the point of what that. I said. I you know what I'm saying?
It's like, funny when people say that.
I can like bend you over real quick and knock it out, and then boom, and that's done.
Yes, shoot on your back and call it.
Right.
Oh my. Okay.
Clean up on aisle six.
Oh wow.
I just passed out and then I was dead.
And then you came back. Okay, so welcome to our world.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, because I'm just. I mean, I agree with B. You can't. First of all, let's just say, if we're doing it, we're doing more than kissing. I'm rubbing titties. I'm feeling pussy.
What are you doing with your hands?
I'm touching.
They're busy.
I'm doing them. My hands are busy. In fact, sometimes they got a mind of their own.
I think she meant literally, like right now.
Like right doing? Now, why were you doing that with your hands that no one can see? I hate you.
I'm trying to get the feeling, the visual effect. I'm tuning the show.
My thing is this. If you put it out there that you celibate, you don't need to be having any kind of intimacy whatsoever. Yeah.
No, I think that what we were actually talking about is you haven't said that yet. You all are in the midst of making out, and then you stop and say, you know, I've been celibate for
you
a couple of
years.
Okay,
well,
okay, so that's
actually,
wrong.
No. That actually takes the question to a whole different level.
Oh.
It was you've had the conversation.
You've had the conversation.
Of them being celibate.
And now you
want to
start kissing and carrying on?
Right.
This is the question. So we talked about this earlier. Do you say something or do you just not say something and just date and try to carry on and try to just kind of shucking, you know, trying to stick and move and try to, you know, avoid it? You have to say something.
No, she said after three dates, you say
right. You say something.
You said something.
No, I know, but I'm just it's like a whole another thing that I'm thinking in my
out
loud.
Another thing. We talking about three dates. Don't be fucking going on somewhere.
Wait a minute.
It says three dates. Either he said it or she said, hey. After 3 days, I'm celibate. So from that point on, you say, well, okay, you either say, good meeting you, and we part. But if we get to a point where we're kissing and touching and all that, oh, it's on and popping.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I do. So if you say you're celibate, just know that you're celibate and you're closing off all types of intimacy.
Yeah, you know,
that's
just
sad
kiss.
To me.
Yeah.
That's sad to me, too. Yeah. That's sad to me, too.
Yeah, that's putting out our bread all day.
No, I just don't understand. Yeah, like, just because you're not trying to, like, get fucked, like, why can't you kiss? Like, why can't you, like,
just be,
hug
no,
up?
But I understand their point of view. I really do.
So
like, I get it.
So if you can't do this, so can I jerk off on you then? Can I get something out of the deal?
Can't.
Well,
I mean,
where does that stop? I mean, can I eat your pussy?
Exactly.
You still have
still
a fuck.
I mean, probably.
And then you're naked. And then that's it. Like,
next thing you know, you're eating groceries.
Exactly.
No, the next thing, I'm at home breaking shit because I got blue balls. So fuck that.
Oh,
no, I'm good.
Well, no. Well, so you can't do.
Why do you have to break shit?
Well, because you're frustrated.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I totally get, like, this is I mean, I've never been celibate, but I get it.
We know, man.
Okay.
Like, in case anyone doesn't know,
she's never been celibate. Not feel bad about being celibate.
Oh,
we know
oh,
you.
Oh, no, queen, I didn't say anything.
No, I know you don't.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm not taking it that way. I'm just being funny.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we know you've never been celibate. We fucking get it. You like to fuck. You like sex. We get it. Which doesn't mean somebody that has been celibate does not like sex, for the record.
Okay.
It just happens to mean you just aren't doing it right then and there. That's all. That's all. That's it.
All day.
Well, what?
I'm saying.
What I'm saying.
Are they doing gang signs to their vaginas? Like, what is happening in the studio right now?
Simone's
really
being silly.
I feel like you should let me play my soundbite.
Guys, I wish you could see us.
Go ahead. But, I mean, I'm just saying.
But I mean, like, you just can't. If you're celibate, then be celibate. And you know, in all seriousness, like I said, and I've heard, you know, a lot of times where women have put that out there. And I'm sorry, your reputation is bullshit. Because if you're really celibate, you're quiet about it. Because you don't have to announce it to anyone. That's a personal thing that you keep to yourself, unless you get to a situation where a person is trying to make a move or suggesting that you guys be intimate, and then at that point in time you can say, hey, you know, I understand where you're going, but I'm gonna let you know right now I'm celibate, and I've been celibate for a while, and I don't want to go there. You can't get into it then talk about, well, I can kiss, and we can dry fuck and all that bullshit.
He's the dry fuck.
I need to understand, like, intimacy has to include fucking. Like, you can't kiss, you can't touch, you can't be close. Like, you have to fuck.
Yes. If our lips are touching yours for more than 2 minutes, we fuck it.
You know what? In actuality, it's sort of a double standard. If it's a situation of, okay, like two people are fucking, they can have moments where they can kiss and do all that and not fuck, and it's fine. But if you're telling me, no, we're not fucking, you can't come there with me.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I'm curious for everybody listening, if that's an individual thing, like, you know, like you're saying no.
I think it's a smart thing.
Yeah,
I think you can kiss and touch and like be around each other.
I mean, if you both agree to it, then God bless the both of you.
Well, because I'm saying, like, what if you're dating like a virgin? You know what I'm saying? Let's speak for people that are not even older, but let's speak for people that are younger. And you're a virgin, and you just decide not to.
Damn, what a fucked up relationship. A virgin and someone celibate. Y'all two just.
It's not fucked up. Actually,
I was tongue kissing in the eighth grade, but I wasn't fucking till like 10 years later.
You would dry humping.
Or maybe seven. You would dry humping. I don't know.
Okay, but the ninth grade shit went different. So.
You would dry humping now.
Oh my gosh.
I was not.
You would dry humping.
No. But wait a minute.
You were bumping.
I.
Finger popping.
You were finger popping.
I was not. I was.
Or Jay and somebody else.
In the eighth grade? Calm down. You know what, in the eighth grade? Calm down.
We did. I'm sorry.
Eighth grade? Jay, calm down.
Eighth grade? No way. That's too young.
No. Come on, man.
I definitely had kissed.
It was the 1700s.
Did he say it was the 1700s?
It was a different time. Everybody was finger popping.
we drank back then.
You know what?
Now, we expect all eighth graders to be virgins until you get married.
Yes.
All of you.
Yes.
All of you.
All of.
All right, I mean, if you go in there and you tongue kissing and you doing all that sort of stuff, I mean, come on. You can't be leading on the process and then talking about stop.
I don't think that kissing is leading on the process. Kissing is saying, I appreciate you. I am glad that I'm here. We're doing this thing. It doesn't mean I have to have sex with you. That does not mean that at all. And intimacy does not mean we got to fuck. Like, intimacy is way beyond that.
I agree with that.
Really? And if, like, that's where you are, like, maybe you need to step it up a bit.
Step up what? I am stepping
like
it up.
Like, all of it. All of it.
No.
But I mean, and again, if that's those two people agree to that and that's cool, then cool.
Right.
But if it's like, I think you're cool as shit and I see value in you as a friend, then I can't be kissing on you and shit because I can't.
I'm sorry, I'm barbaric and old school. And we're going to keep it that way.
What?
barbaric and old school.
Oh. Did you just kill Cosby?
If we're kissing,
I had died and then I came back.
Then we go to the next level.
Yeah,
well, ain't not gonna be all this. Oh, gentlemen, and no, wait, no, don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. All
right, I'm getting out of this. Just like Diego's last date, I'm out.
Can I say one more thing? And fellas,
wow,
and fellas, I'm gonna tell you now, it's the biggest fucking setup in the world, because you'll get taken to that point. And get that pussy, and then it'll be your fault if shit shit don't go right after that.
Should be crazy.
Well, you the motherfucking antichrist, and you know, because you made her get a pussy up and da da da.
Well, that's why, in the midst of getting a pussy, have her sign.
You know what? You know what? I just who says a pussy release? Although I might believe in it a little bit for stars, but whatever.
Yeah, pussy release card.
Right, neither bit.
Yeah, you got to put it on your phone. It's a pussy app.
You know what?
I release this pussy to you under the grounds that we are mutually fucking.
Oh my God.
Before you get with that girl and she look good and you about to knock it out the box, get a fucking confirmation.
Had that one archived for years. Sorry.
Wait, he was probably like, ooh, that was me? Okay. All right.
You know what?
All right. We're going to move on because I feel like that kind of said it all. So somebody sent us this question. Excuse me. They saw on FB and it says, how many of you come from a two-parent household, have never been married, divorced, or just in their 30s getting married? What is the difference with your parents' generation compared to ours? What's keeping us from getting married, or why are we waiting so long?
I think people are scared.
I just think that the fact that people right now and in the day's time that I think it's just a different time, a different era, that people are more career oriented and they just waiting longer to get married. And sometimes, especially in the case of a lot of black women out there, y'all waiting a little bit too long. And y'all missing your expiration date. Mm. Because right now, the percentage of black women getting married before or after the age of 45 or 35 or something like that is dropping. And so I think right now is the career thing is going on right now with a lot of women, you know. And the fact that you're not making men accountable also.
I got 5 words. Mm. Mona Scott Young and social media.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Ooh, you're going deep.
That was 6.
And doesn't count.
yes, it does.
All right, so that's what? 6 words. 6 words.
You okay. Got 6 words.
If it makes you feel better.
Okay. So, but I'm saying, so you think it's like Love and Hip Hop and that franchise and
Love and Hip Hop and social media has destroyed.
Yes, I agree.
Destroyed.
Is that her franchise?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't watch it.
I feel like there's a lot of people who could be in wonderful relationships, but they're so busy watching reality TV and they think that like what they're going to have is supposed to be like that they discount like dudes who are good and wonderful. True. And like relationships that could be amazing because they think it's supposed to be stupid like TV.
Not to count the people that feel that the only way to address issues is to fucking throw drinks in people's face and nut the fuck out and do dumb shit.
And not every guy is going to be a baller. Let's face it. Not every guy out there is going to be a baller. Sometimes you just get that regular 9 to 5 eating cheese sandwiches at his desk.
Sometimes you get a dude who just like works hard and is great.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And treats you nice and thinks you're wonderful. That's it, but
not everyone's going to be a baller. We're not going to jet all around the world and do all this stuff and floss all the time.
I'm just saying, I like cheese sandwiches. I'm going to say, buy a gangload of chicken fingers. No, that's what I'm saying.
But a lot of women out here, especially the young generation, think that every guy about to be a baller. He got to be this. No, not every guy's going to be that. You're going to have just a regular dude, and there's nothing wrong with a regular dude. There's nothing wrong with a regular woman either.
Yeah.
As long as y'all loving each other and y'all supporting and down with each other, that's all that matters. But right now, this love and hip hop and all this other bullshit crap TV's on right now, and everybody thinking that's the way it should be. That's what, you know, relationships and and everything's supposed to be like that. And that's bullshit.
Queen, write this thing down.
And even not just love and hip hop, even the Housewives.
All of it.
All of it's bullshit. Housewives of Atlanta, New York, and all of it's bullshit. All of it.
Yeah. So that's just my theory. BX is like,
All the reality shows.
That's bullshit.
And that's like, Sonya. I think, like, the biggest oxymoron right now is that reality TV, because that shit's not real.
It's scripted bullshit.
It's so scripted.
I would never be with a friends with anyone that I'm beefing with on a constant basis. Ever.
Like, why would you go to dinner with them so you could throw a drink in their face?
So I'm going to beef with you? That's not reality. I don't know anyone that I beef with on a constant basis that I want to be fucking with anytime. Nah. So that's just crazy.
For the ratings.
And the fact that they never put out an album. Right. Everybody dropping an album. Nobody, and you never even hear right. that. Never hear that. A bunch of has-beens.
Yeah. Wait a minute. How we
get on that?
How the fuck y'all get there?
It's the Mona Scott Young effect.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was me.
She enters everything and with makes it rotten. Thing.
Yeah.
We're going back to the marriage.
But we were talking about the marriage thing, and it's kind of just. Did it kind of tie in? Just fucked up. I don't know. You know.
Can you read the question again, quick?
Right. Because I was like, okay. What are we talking about?
How do we get to Love and Hip Hop? Okay. How many of you come from a two-parent household, have never been married, divorced, or just now in your 30s? We're gonna say in 40s. Getting married. What is the difference between your parents' generation compared to ours? What's keeping us from getting married, or why are we waiting so long? So I feel like part of it, you guys did answer. It is that, you know, reality TV effect, and we think like everybody should be secure in a bag, or everybody should be X feet tall, or make X amount of money, or do X, Y, and Z, you know, before we can get married. But I think also too, if you think back to our parents' generation, I think it was totally a different time. I think people were getting married for different reasons. Mm-hmm. I think people were getting married back then because it was about, you know, family and support. You know, right. And sometimes, and some women were getting married because they wanted to start a family and be, you know, and let's be honest, and be taken care of. And so they can stay home and take care of the family while the man went out and was the breadwinner. But you fast forward to today, you have a lot of women out here, black and white, and, you know, Latino and Asian and whatever, blah, blah, blah. You have a lot of women out here making their own money, and they have multiple degrees and they're doing different things. So, you know, they may not necessarily need, you know, the financial stability from a man like they did back in the day, because, you know, I'm sorry,
I do miss the endowment though.
Yeah,
the dowries, like
endowment.
Okay, so like the goats and shit. What are you talking about?
A bag of
like a rice or something,
a bag of gold,
a bag of gold. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for taking my daughter. Here's a bag of gold,
right?
And a goat.
Throwing a sheep is a measure.
Right. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? But I mean, like, for real. Like, that's what it used to be. And that's why people got married back in the day. And people these days just don't fucking feel like they got to do that to be married. You know, and I do agree with you guys. Reality TV is for people in their 20s and 30s. And some people, because I talk to people in their 40s and they watching that shit too. But they do watch those kind of, you know, shows. And they are looking at it like, you know, this is what I want. You know, I want to be out here doing X, Y, and Z, and I want to be on a yacht, and I want to be da-da-da-da. But it's like, well, what the fuck are you doing to get yourself on the yacht, too, or to put yourself in a situation where you can meet those kind of people, you know, to be on a yacht, or, you know, to meet those kind of people, you know what I mean? If that's the life you want to lead, if you want to do that over love, you know, but shit, it's all relative anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see, you know, what other people think about that topic. So, but, I kind of feel like we kind of want to do this like more often so we can, you know, do the show.
Yeah.
But we can't do the show without people sending in questions because, you know, goddamn, eventually we're going to run out of questions ourselves. We don't know.
But here's the thing. We can always retread some of the topics. Like I said, I had a conversation today with some people, and There's still a lot of stupid women out there. Stupid as shit.
But why they gotta be stupid?
And men too.
Because, and men too, but I mean.
But why stupid though? Maybe because, they could just be misinformed, or maybe they could be looking for, you know, or maybe, they could just be thinking differently, or why they gotta be stupid?
I'm gonna tell you why they gotta be stupid. Because there's too much information out there. I'm gonna tell you why.
I mean, because you got this show, first of all.
Right, you got this show that people are not calling the fuck in or writing in or whatever.
I think people are not calling in because it's kind of like, you know.
Well, right in. Shit, we don't know who the fuck you are, so tell us about your fucked up situation, because y'all got some fucked up situation. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
You're a bunch of fuck ups out there. That's why half of y'all are not married.
Right.
And the other half ain't going to ever get married. Anyway, I digress.
Is marriage the prize?
I mean, if that's what you want.
Yeah, if that's what you most people want that.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah, not all.
That's not all. I'm saying it's not for everybody.
I'm going to say some people really do want that.
Right, they do.
If you don't want marriage, you want at least to be in a relationship. Like Kurt Russell, like we talked about it earlier. Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn. Some people even want that kind of relationship. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And some people just want.
What would you call them? Life partners?
Yeah, that's a good name.
I think most people want life partners. Nice, I don't know if they want marriage.
No, I'm going to tell you something. That's
no, there's still a lot of people out here that want marriage.
A lot of women out there.
It's not even women. It's a lot of people out here that want marriage.
Well, I'm just saying women. And the reason why I say that, because a man, we can get a wife anytime we fucking feel like it.
So women can get dick anytime they feel like it. Men can get married anytime they feel like it.
Well, because they're asking.
Well, I feel like I'm a woman, because I can get both.
No, you can't get married.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you right now. That's
a woman.
So what I'm saying, and the reason why I say it'd be stupid, because you still, you have all these, you know, places where you can turn to information, like our fucking show for one, that's going to give you the truth, and other, you know, avenues that you could turn about information.
That was personal.
About. No, because it's like, you know, we sitting here and we're trying to help you guys out there. We're trying to help you.
You know what we should do?
But what I was saying is, you start hearing the same shit. Like, you know, like, if you've been with a nigga for 21 years, and y'all off and on, and he ain't marrying you, and he treating you like shit, but you still holding on, guess the fuck what? Wake the fuck up. Okay? You ain't ever getting married. You're going to be some old lonely bitch with some cats, and he's still and he's going to move on with you. So the bottom line, wake the fuck up. But you hear this story all the time. I held him down. I did this. I sucked his balls the right way. He liked it.
No one ever tells that part of the story.
Like, what is the balls theme today?
No one says that part.
Yeah, you do. But I'm just saying, I sucked his balls the way I wanted.
And then
all of a sudden, he turned around and married a girl like 2 months later. I can't believe he married her.
Don't suck his balls.
Don't suck his balls. Theme of the story.
But I'm just saying, she didn't suck his balls like I sucked his balls. And the thing about you don't get it.
Maybe
it's like,
he wanted his balls up.
No, but I'm just saying. The moral of the story is, if the guy, you can do everything for this guy.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You can suck his balls. For no reason.
I mean, he has like real big balls in this sense.
And there's nothing wrong with teabagging.
I mean, maybe you're just a ball sucker and you don't really want him.
What I'm saying, the moral story is,
ball sucking doesn't work.
You can be a teabagger.
Ball sucking.
But it's like, no matter what you do, for this guy, if he's not going to marry you, he ain't going to marry no matter what you do. That's why he leaves you and go marry somebody else. But you hear that all the time.
That's when you got to, like, die.
Die what?
I'm just saying, if we together for 21 years and you turn around and marry another bitch, you better be looking behind you.
You're going to get stabbed.
Look behind you for the rest of your life.
Why?
I'm trying to think, I can't even do that. I feel like you have to kill him. If he dies, he dies. Forget doing it to somebody else.
I'm not gonna do it to myself. I'm not gonna spend 21 years with you when I know. I know several
relationships. Seriously, I heard one today.
Yeah, people out here petty.
21 years, several relationships where someone stayed with them for 21 years or plus.
Well, maybe not 21, but just
and the guy turned around and married someone else.
I mean, I've heard of it. I've definitely heard of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that what Vesta sang about in Congratulations?
Right.
Yeah. That's her song, exactly.
Mm-hmm. She died.
She was sucking his balls, and he married someone else.
So she
still sucked balls before she died?
Well, we probably alive. But wait a minute.
We don't know.
You know what? Do you think we should kind of revisit, like, the whole online dating? Like, is that a thing still? People do that, right?
People are doing that.
So, you know what? I'll tell you what. Instead of us just assuming,
we should
how about our listeners let us know?
Yeah.
What's going on with this online dating thing?
Yeah, really. What's going on with
Is it working for you?
Yeah. Are you being catfished?
Because Queen and I have been talking about some things concerning online dating. Okay. And
what?
We might bring it up a little bit later, depending upon the direction of the show.
Okay.
But I would love to hear from the listeners, like, that have done the online dating. Because once upon a time, it was sort of taboo.
Right.
And now it's more of a norm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's almost like
it is, but like we might have to revisit, like, you know, online the profile like, pictures and
right,
like stuff that they're putting up, like stuff like that. I think that would be really.
We might have to start. Matter of fact, we might have to just do a whole section on just critiquing online dating.
That would be cool.
Oh yeah.
Like maybe we should just sign up just for like a whole bunch of sites and just. Yes. Go through people's profiles and say like, what the fuck it. You're
be
doing
like,
wrong.
So sexy, yes. Please call in. We need to tell you about this profile.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
I'm trademarking that in case any other shows want
to
swagger jack that because clearly our shit is up for grabs. So
yes.
I
know a lot of people. They've been biting our style.
I know people who online date and got married. So I mean, it's possible.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. This girl.
Can I ask you a general question?
What's that?
Is love at first sight a thing?
Yes, it is.
I believe it.
Yeah, it is. I wasn't a believer in it, but now I am a true believer.
Sorry?
In it.
Lust at first sight.
I don't know if you would call it love.
Lust at first sight is definitely.
But you could say like something from this first sight. Something is about to happen.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I believe in that.
So basically, if I don't even talk to you and I see you and I'm like, I want to get to know him. But is it lust though? Right. To me, it starts off with your senses.
Love and lust are two different things.
Yeah, it is. But then once you talk to them, if like their energy is good and you want to know more, then, you know, it might turn into love. But I don't think it's the love. Right, girl. Yeah. I don't know about the love at first sight, but lust definitely at first sight, yes. Because it draws you in to make you want to get to know that person.
And always keep your baby wipes.
Always.
Queen, can you chime in on this before?
What do you think?
We'd like to know what type of baby wipes do you use?
We're on water.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this down up. Again, indeepshow@yahoo.com if you want to send us some feedback. And I kind of feel like the whole voice thing, people aren't going to do that. But if you feel like it, again, 202-750-1437. And we'd love to hear your voice and love to hear from you. And thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for swaggerjacking our shit. Hey, flattery. What is it? Flattery is a skidaboobop.
Yeah. Imitation is the best form of flattery.
There we go. Yes. So we take that too. So whether it's this show, it's IDS, or whatever. But as also, too, hey, look at our Facebook page and subscribe to indeepshow.com so you know when the show is popping up. Not just this show, but we have IDS and we have The Un. So check us out.
All right.
Try to get you old people.
For your man, Big B, Queen, Sonya, Diego. Miss Mo, this has been IDS Extra. Dating sucks.
Question mark.
Should I go on and try or forget it? Life is short. Will I live to regret it? By your glance, this romance does say, let it.